Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? It's Jeremiah 17:9. This quotation from Scripture could be on the movie poster for Shakespeare's Macbeth. I love reading this play with homeschoolers because it shows ambition apart from God's timing or blessing is sin. Macbeth is the picture of what happens when a man gives himself over to deceit and coveting things above God. In the end, there is death for innocent children and for Macbeth and his wife. Shakespeare shows us what it looks like to succumb to temptation. He teaches us through Macbeth that the consequences of our sins are not limited to ourselves alone, but can extend to our families, our communities, and our nation. At the beginning of the play, Macbeth is tempted by three witches who tell him that he will be a noble and then a king, and he's immediately promoted to nobility by his king. So now Macbeth becomes ambitious and decides he should also be king immediately. When Satan comes, he tempts us with a tiny bit of truth. Macbeth decides not to wait for the prophecy to come true, but to make himself king by force. He becomes a serial murderer and warlord. It reminds me of David and his taking of Uriah's wife. In the end, this once honorable man can no longer find any meaning in life. Macbeth calls it a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. As Christians, we can learn from his fallen temptation and sin. Moreover, we can celebrate the knowledge that we live a life told not by an idiot, but by the omniscient Creator. It's not full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Rather, it is a life full of force and meaning, ultimately signifying everything.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.